I'm just like everybody else, can't you tell? I hold the key to both realities. And I don't know. And we're live, so I just did that live.
I was going to say, crazy. Look at that. You know what? Claps for that. No auto-tune there, okay?
Well, yeah, case... yeah. Now there is. Take a look at the light, dear dinner. Number on my eyes. It's what I get for staying inside. All gooped up with a cup full of my pride. It shook up my ego.
Vocal Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. That song, I Saw the Light by Wyatt Waddell, who is actually in studio with us right now. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, there you go. I got your mic up.
Oh, now I can hear. I can hear the light.
Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
Chicago native, born and raised, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That song, I Saw the Light, you were telling us some inspiration. For that song, which I never would have put two and two together for this inspiration. What was the inspiration for that song?
So some of the inspiration in the bridge especially was the chorus of Hannah Montana's The Other Side of Me. I feel like I interpolated a little bit as far as song structure because she's so far ahead of me. I'm clouded in the dust. It's like, I'm just like everybody else, can't you tell? I hold the key to both realities. And I don't know. My subconscious just ripped that off like 20 years later. It's like, she's so far ahead of me. I'm clouded in the dust. Yeah, it's, I don't know. That's a very small inspiration. And we're live, so I just did that live.
I was gonna say, crazy. Look at that. You know what? Claps for that. No auto tune there, okay?
Oh, yeah, case... yeah. Now there is.
He did that to himself, just so you guys know. It was not, I do not have an auto tune button. If not, I would be singing all the time on the radio. But luckily for everyone, I don't. You know what's funny? We come across some artists, I've seen this in my life. There's some artists that are almost so musically inclined. It's like hard for them to function in real life because they're like, it's like a musical to them. Do you feel like you're one of those people, like you are just ready to bust out a song, a tune anytime?
You know, it's sometimes where it sometimes happens when in a musical where there's like a solemn moment in the night where somebody's walking and then the string orchestra kind of plays around. I kind of feel it like in those moments, like when I'm walking by myself where there's like a solemn moment in solitude. That's where I mainly kind of feel it. When I feel like singing live, like in real life, I'm on like a bicycle going really fast. It has to be like a certain mood. Like if it's like really sunny, I'm like singing, belting Helter Skelter or something like that.
Getting to some singing you've done on stage recently. I heard you're at Pack House this weekend.
Yeah, I was at Pack House over the weekend.
How was that? You met Anderson .Paak? How was that?
He was pretty cool. I actually, a couple years ago, he was at Martyrs up in Lincoln Square doing his DJ Pee-wee set.
Oh, he's so great.
I know the family that, really great family that works at Martyrs. I go way back, but I went backstage. I just didn't dare speak to him because I was like, I don't know. I just want to observe. You
sometimes
know.
That's the vibe. Yeah. Sometimes you
I don't want to bother people because if you bother people, they're just getting bombarded all the time. But I just said, hey, I really enjoy what you're doing. He's like, thanks, man, with a big smile as usual. I'm like, it looks exactly how I thought it would look. But when I saw him, it was incredible. That was the first time when I met somebody, I was like, visibly like, whoa.
Giddy?
It felt like meeting a baseball star or something.
When you look at, because you performed there, and then you've also had this residency, this kind of like 3-date residency at Dorian's.
Yeah.
The next one is on the 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really enjoy seasons of performing? Like, is there a season that feels better for you? Is it, like, more fun in the summer or when it gets cold in the winter, like, as an artist?
I don't know. It kind of adapts with the seasons, you know, because in the summer it has a certain vibe to it, and in the winter it has a certain vibe to it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It just adapts over time. I think that would be my answer for that.
How have you been enjoying your dates at Dorian's so far?
They've been really cool. Dorian's is a very small, intimate place, so I think artists like me should get used to those small, intimate places because those are the hardest ones to perform at. If you're at a place like the biggest ones I've performed at, it was like opening up for artists like the Dipper, like St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and like those audience in the audience, like you don't really see them, you don't really see anybody, so it's kind of easier if you mess up, you know, you don't really care. But if you mess up in front of people at Dorian's, I kind of sort of, you know, feel it myself, even though the relationship between the artist and the audience is very different. Like the artist can think all in their head while the audience is just enjoying being there, you know. So it all comes down to like not thinking so much.
It is one of the coolest places in the city, mm-hmm. though. It is like one of the coolest venues. When you're in there, I'm like, how do I get my house to look like this? Like, this is, it's so cool in here.
Mm-hmm. It's very climbable. I want to climb on, I'm tempted to climb on the bar onto the stage.
Yeah. Even when you're just hanging out,
mm-hmm. like it's just so accessible.
Is there any plans for after this, you know, residency at Dorian's? Do you have any plans for like, are you going to be on the road, or what's kind of next for you?
Well, I would like to be on the road next year. I would like to release a project. There's some new music coming out next year. So I would love to be on the road, either opening up or just doing dates myself, you know, especially going to South By. I'd love to go to South By Southwest. I do have one more performance in November at Beat Kitchen with my friends Denzel Lavelle and Joss and Dell. All three of us are going to be performing, so it's going to be a vibe. But yeah, new music coming out next year for sure.
Yeah, and again, that's November 18th over at Beat Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had Patchwork in yesterday.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that you were coming by, and everyone knew. It's so funny how Chicago artists all know each other.
Uh-huh. When small town disguises a big city.
It really is. And it is great that like everyone does kind of know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So when you work on music, do those Chicago connections come in mind? Like when you start writing stuff, are you like, oh my gosh, I could get so-and-so on this, you know?
There was a time where that was the case mostly. Mainly, I just imagine like if the Isley Brothers were singing something, or if how would Stevie Wonder inflect this, or how would D'Angelo, you know, inflect
rest
it?
Rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace.
I remember finding that out yesterday. I was crying. Yeah.
Rest in peace to D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Looking back at, I was really curious about this because I'm going back to 2020. You kind of released like a protest anthem fight for, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests that were happening. With everything going on right now, is it kind of hard to be creative in the midst of that?
That's a good question.
Because I know like personally, it's so hard for me to find my creativity, but like hearing, you know, that you actually like came up with something, I was wondering, does that help you, or does it, because for some people that stunts them.
It helps because you can, as an artist, like Nina Simone said, like an artist's job is to reflect the times they live in, you know? And so I feel it's important to ingest as much as of that information, even though it really hurts, you know, as an artist, we have the power to take in a lot of things and then project it out into the world in our own sort of way.
Is anything coming to mind right now with everything happening?
Like, I don't know. As a Black man, I feel like I should stay home very often. Like at first when I wrote Should Have Stayed Home, I thought of it as, you know, me being in a lot of uncomfortable spaces and, you know, me seeing too many people. But I feel like on a subconscious level, it could be me being paranoid about, you know, being abducted by, you know, the powers that be. It could be a protest song about staying inside and keeping your peace. But at the same time, there are people that need help out there. I feel like my fight is in a song. I feel like I can make songs and, you know, that can encourage people and, you know, push people forward. And I think Fight is one of those songs for sure, because I remember making it in a day because I felt so affected by, you know, George Floyd's death and, you know, people being beat up in the streets and tanks coming into the city. That really had an effect on me because while we were driving around seeing the tanks, I was like, whoa, this is real stuff. And then now seeing these agents on the street, you know, abducting people for no reason, you know, and doing all this stuff, it kind of brings to mind making new things and making other songs so that people can listen to and be invigorated, or finding ways to help throughout that song.
Who are some of your favorite Chicago artists? You don't need to name all of them. Some people don't get their feelings hurt, but just like a couple that you really enjoy listening to right now.
Some really good vocalists that I have in mind on top of my head. There's Alicia Monique. There's Adam Ness. My friend Deontay Baker makes really good stuff. My friend Chris Robin, really dope rapper. Yeah, there's some others. It's a lot off the top of my head, but
no, it's okay. It's a trick question a little bit. So we played I Saw the Light. We're going to get into Should Have Stayed Home. Will these be a part of a bigger project, or was this kind of like just like a little two-pack mini EP?
Oh, they'll be part of a bigger project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about Should Have Stayed Home? I do really love this song. You told us a little bit about the inspiration right now. What was it like recording it? Where do you usually record your music? Do you go to a Chicago studio or like some art? A lot of our artists, you know, sometimes just make it at home.
Yeah.
We've heard crazy things, make it in cars.
It started out as like a demo with my older roommate a couple of years back, because I initially wrote it in 22. And then I went to my friend Nathan Roseboom's studio in Logan Square to record the full song. We recorded with no metronome too. So I was afraid it was too fast at first, but then I was like, I started to get used to it. But yeah, I record mainly at that space right now, but it's a bunch of different locations. I don't really have much of a home base.
No, I feel like that works really nice too, because sometimes you are working with different people and like Chicago's kind of big, so you need to get places. Let's have you introduce your song, but we'll remind everyone your last date of your Dorian residency is October 20th.
Uh-huh.
So come out for that. And then November 18th, you're going to be at Beat Kitchen with some of your friends, right?
Yep. Denzel Lavelle and Jocelyn Dell.
And let's have you introduce your song. You want to do that?
Yep.
Okay, go for it.
This is Wyatt Waddell on Vocaloid 91.1. And this is my song, Should Have Stayed Home. I should have stayed home.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram @Vocalo or on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.